April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, Elliot Short Parks, as he joins us every Tuesday, is brought to us by Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Shop 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. And Elliot joins us right now. Good morning, Elliot.
What's up? How are you guys doing?
Elliot, I'm doing better. Now we got Ruben giving John dating advice. This is a beautiful thing here, man.
I mean, yes. I think if there's anyone to take Ruben, dating advice from, it's Ruben. So it's a good move.
He knows what he's talking about.
I like it a lot. All right, Ellie, let's get to the Birds. We'll get to the Sixers and more here. The OTA, and honest to God, it all morphs together this June phase for me. Where are we right now? Yeah. They're doing what? They're not doing what? They're allowed to do what? Like, what is going on today?
Yeah. Well, so unfortunately, we're near the end. This is the last week of the team organized activities. Then they'll take off until they go, they come back for training camp. So right now, they're allowed on the field. Obviously, they're doing 7-on-7. They're allowed to do 11-on-11s. The Eagles, I don't believe, are doing them again this year, but they are doing the 7-on-7. And we got a chance to watch them last week, and there should be one more day this week where we get a chance to go out there and see who's out there, see how they're playing, those type of things. But yeah, one more week, and then unfortunately 6 week of nothingness until training camp.
How we're expecting another big step? We saw Jalen take one last season. Can you see noted improvement from Jalen in this small sample size from the 7-on-7 action?
Yeah, so we saw him throw 11 passes when we got the chance to watch him practice. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I saw some massive improvement in those 11 passes. But what I think really stands out about Jalen, the times I've seen him this offseason, is just his consistency and how unremarkable it is when he makes amazing passes. If you remember this time last year, every completed pass felt like it was a major deal. There were still we're coming off the Russell Wilson rumors. I'm trying to trade for a quarterback, and every single pass was really discussed. And then now you look at him, and he's just consistent. He was 7 of 11 last week. He has really good accuracy down the field. And when you watch him in practice, he really has great control of what's going on. You see him go talk to his teammates. You see him talking to the offensive coordinator. So no question, maybe he has a different air about him with that $255 million. It's hard not to think about it when you watch him practice. But it is impressive seeing how in control he is of everything going on, at least at the one practice I saw.
So this time of year, it's always interesting for me to hear about the attendance. These OTAs, yes, They're voluntary. Previous seasons, we know that the coaches talk to the players, hey, let's make a deal here. Let's get you guys in for as many off-season practices as we can. What about the big names who weren't there? Can you give us some of those names?
So they have had good attendance throughout these OTAs, from what I understand. I think it's a situation where, guys come in and out. They'll come for a week, maybe take a day off for a personal reason, come back. So they have had good attendance. When we were there last week, for example, Fletcher Cox wasn't there that day, but he was there that week. Devontae Smith wasn't there that day, but I know he's been there quite a bit, and I believe he was at practice yesterday. So they have had really good attendance. overall. Another noteworthy thing is they're very healthy, right? There's been so many times we're coming off a season when we go to these OTA practices and guys are there, but they're on the sideline and they're unable to practice because they're recovering from a surgery. Really, right now, the only major injury is Avante Maddox. And even that one, you know, he should be, I believe, well, good to go by the time training camp comes. So outside of just good attendance, they've had the ability for the players to practice, which is always a positive, you know, coming off of how healthy they were last season.
Elliot, one of the things that strikes me, especially this time of the year, June, when, you know, other teams are, they've probably been at it for 4 months trying to decode the Eagles. They got a few more months, especially the division rivals. To what extent do you think fans should be concerned that defensive coordinators and defensive coaches of the other teams will figure something out with this Eagles offensive attack related to the read option, the Jalen Hurts thing, the ball in the belly of the back? Look, it's going on in college football, high school football, now pro football, and it doesn't seem like there's been much yet to stop it. Someday, yeah, though, there probably will be. I mean, NFL history tells you coordinators eventually figure out something. Have you been able to figure out what that could be, and to what extent do you think it's a threat to the Eagles that someday, maybe soon, coordinators figure something out?
So it's an interesting question, and I think it's one that it certainly applies to the Eagles when it comes to the RPO. But I also think it's something that just applies to any young coaching staff. So, yes, I do think the Eagles now have to have a counterpunch ready for next season. So should fans be concerned about the offense next year? You know, concerned might be a strong word, but I do think coming off a year where they were so successful, you know, I've heard Nick Sirianni say this a few times this offseason, and it's probably just coach speak, but, you know, he's talking about the new coordinators and talking about maybe potentially some of the changes. And he said, you know, we do what we do on offense. And I hope that's not the case, because to your point, all the NFL is studying them this offseason, and the Eagles have to come with some version of a counterpunch. I don't know if that's specific to just the RPO. You are right that on a larger scale, you know, eventually things turn over in the NFL. Someone will figure out how to stop it, and then all the teams will have to adjust. But on a more specific Eagles point, you know, Brian Johnson's a new offensive coordinator. They're going to have to be ready to be better than they were last year to achieve the same results, just because people are going to be ready for him. And it'll be really interesting to see what they have prepared.
You know, because one of the things I wonder about, and either of you might remember the name, I don't. There was one guy on one team that gave the Eagles trouble. It was an athletic defensive end. Remember, he would kind of
It was Cam Jordan from the Saints.
It was. And he was sort of playing half and half of Hurts and the running back. And here's the key.
Did Hurts play the Saints game? Wasn't that?
That might have been.
It was our backup quarterback.
That's
why it looked different. Joe, I am not worried about this the way that you are, because Jalen Hurts gives us that advantage to where it is. He's making the right choice.
He does.
Like the pull read or not is, it's so critical. And he's so good at this.
He is
better at this than all the other quarterbacks in the NFL.
I think he's better at it.
That's why they won't catch up with it.
I'll tell you this. I think he's better at it than anyone who has ever played pro football is. And let me put it this way. Lamar's a better runner, but I mean the combination of running and passing. Yeah. I think he's better at that thing than anyone ever in this offense. I want to be clear. In this offense, this type of offense, Elliot.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see. I mean, they just didn't run this, you know, for long. So it would be interesting to see some of the quarterbacks, you know, from the 90s, early 2000s run it just to see how they would do. But there's been a lot of talk this week, you know, about Hurts taking a step forward and how they think he can become an elite passer. And I think this attached to the RPO discussion, because I do believe watching Jalen last year, he already is elite from the pocket. Now, part of being elite is consistency and doing it year over year. So, of course, he still has to prove it in that regard. But I think this idea that he wasn't a great passer last year, I mean, the RPO was part of it and they ran the ball. But from the pocket, I thought he was extremely accurate last year. And one thing that somehow never gets discussed enough, but I think is the most important part of Jalen's game, is he does not make turnover-worthy plays. So when we talk about next year, you know, could they take a step back? Could the offense take a step back? Could the, you know, all those things. The bottom line is Jalen has a long track record of taking care of the ball. And if you have a quarterback that doesn't put the ball in harm's way, you can run any kind of offense. Your schedule can be whatever. You're going to be successful. And so from a passer perspective, I just think how smart he is with the ball is such a major boost for this team.
Elliot, one final thing. I want to get a Sixers question in here. We had a poll 2 or 3 weeks ago. Poll question. Do you think James Harden will be back? and 72% of people said no. Independent of whether you, how much you think they should offer him and all that, do you find that poll result faulty? I mean, I couldn't believe that 72% of people think he actually won't be back.
Well, I'm not surprised at the results, just because right now, and understandably so, people are very upset at the Sixers. So my guess is that means 72% of people don't want him back, as opposed to think he's going to
correct.
Be back, right? So, you know, are the chances he's back at 72%? I do think there's a very good chance he will be back. He is their best option, even if people don't want to hear that. It might be certainly concerning because of his age, but just the way the NBA salary cap works, he is their best option for that money. And ultimately, I don't think there's going to be the market out there that maybe he expects. I think a lot of this noise about all this interest is probably trying to drive up his price for the Sixers. But at the end of the day, I think he will be back with the Sixers.
Ellie, good work, buddy. Looking forward to much more up ahead with the Eagles in the coming months and talking about it all through these months. Thanks, Elliot.